Supreme Court judges hearing the election petitions have chastised a section of the media for what they call unhealthy comments on the airwaves and in newspaper comments. At the start of proceedings in court this morning, one of the judges referred to a media comment that some of the judges at the Supreme Court are timid. This comment, the judges believe, is not proper for the development of law and unhealthy for the administration of justice. The judges have therefore cautioned the media and legal practitioners to be circumspect in their commentaries.
Counsel, before we go on, I wish to make an observation. And in doing this, I have the support of some of my colleagues. We all know that this is the first case that we're trying in this constitutional era. It's bound to come up with difficulties, challenges. But much as we are open to fair criticism, some of the criticisms are going beyond bounds. To describe judges as timid is not healthy for the administration of justice. We would like to urge you all to be circumspect in whatever you say. After all, some of the criticisms are good for the development of the law, but others tend to undermine the authority of the personality of the judges.
My Lord, I do not know specifically what you're referring to. I do not believe that any of my colleagues and I can be accused. You are not addressing me.
No. Counsel, because of the very partisan nature of this matter, we've tried, not the lawyers in court. For instance, when we delivered the Monarch case, perhaps we were wrong, but that was our decision. But certain articles that were on the website describing the judges as timid, etc., it's not healthy for the development of the law. It is not proper. That's all we wish to say. We are reluctantly saying these things because we know of the responsibility that we all owe to the Ghanaian society. All of us, the legal system, to do this case in a manner that shows civility. And so please, we are urging you to be circumspect and use language that is civil, that shows some courtesy to the court. We have the authority to deal with people, but we don't want to. That is, in the days of old, the judges who were here were very assertive. It is not as though those powers have eroded over time, but we just want to do this work in a manner that at the end of the day, we will all say that we were healthy partners in bringing about justice to our people.
After the expression of sentiments by the judges, all lead counsel for the petitioner and respondents agreed with the sentiments and assured the court of their commitment to high ethical and professional standards.
My lords, I may respectfully say that I share entirely the sentiments that you have expressed in relation to the responsibility that we all have, especially at the bar. And when I say especially at the bar, not just those who are formally mentioned as representing parties, but all of us who have any professional callings as lawyers, indeed, must respect that calling. And I completely share in that call for responsibility on the part of all of us. They say that, unfortunately, as you have said yourself, my lord, there seems to be an extraordinary spirit of partisanship in respect of which these matters are being addressed. And we regard that as somewhat unhealthy. It is our respectful view that it is possible for these matters to be dealt with in a spirit even of disagreement, but of civil disagreement. And we will continue to abide by that. We also learned at the feet of very distinguished lawyers of the past who did teach us those lessons, and we hope we will live according to those traditions.
The advice is well taken, and I agree with the sentiments expressed by my learned senior.
I also wish to confirm our entire agreement with the sentiments that have been expressed by your lord.
In this case, Mr. Shikata speaks for me as well.
Still in the Supreme Court, counsel for the third respondent, Chachu Chikata, is continuing his cross-examination on allegations of overvoting, duplication of pink sheets and signatures by polling agents. Lawyer Chikata suggested to the star witness, Dr. Mahamadou Bawumia, that the witness had provided the court duplicated exhibits to deceive the court, but this was refuted by the witness.
When the court ordered further and better particulars to be provided, at that stage, your case, as reflected in your amended petition, was that there were irregularities, violations, malpractices, and so on, in 11,916 polling stations. Is that not correct?
That is correct, Mike.
And the order of the court was in respect of providing further and better particulars for 11,916
people in court. Do you recall?
I recall, and we provided for 11,842.
You did not provide. That's why I asked you the question.
We provided pink for 11,000.
You did not provide pink sheets in respect of the 11,916 polling stations, which were the subject matter.
This is the third or fourth time this question is being asked. It's been answered. And when the witness goes on there, you don't want to hear what he has to say.
Did you submit 11,916 polling stations pink sheets? And your answer was that the further and better particulars were 8,000 something.
11,842. Yes, my lord.
I'm suggesting to you that you piled up duplications in order to mislead the court into believing that there were, in fact, more pink sheets than you actually had in support of your affidavit.
That is totally wrong, my lord, for a number of reasons.
You see, I'm not talking about your further and better particulars. I'm talking about your exhibits attached to your affidavit.
I'm answering you.
You're
so listen to the answer.
You are not answering my question.
I am.
And
find out very soon. I'm answering it. So we provided these further and better particulars with details of everything about each of the polling stations. This could not have been picked from thin air if we didn't have the pink sheet. If we wanted to pad, then we have 24,000 pink sheets. Why go and duplicate? They have them. And it is very clear that they haven't challenged one. When we provided the further and better particulars, my lords, they said that we had not provided sufficient, that we were double counting. They have them. They should confront us in court with it. And so I am saying that we have provided consistent with the further and better particulars, the pink sheets.
These your political speeches don't impress anybody. Just stick to the questions that deal. You know, you can make them at your rallies, but in court, we have to deal with the issues that you are alleging in this court. I'm suggesting to you that you duplicated and sometimes even quadruplicated these exhibits to give the impression of more than 11,000 pink sheets, when in fact you did not have that number.
No, my lord.
My lord, this question has been answered.
We have done our checks with our records, and we are very confident. We have delivered 11,842 pink sheets. We are only relying on 11,138 now, and notwithstanding the duplications, we've only used one of these pink sheets in the analysis.
Those were excerpts from this morning's election petition hearing.